This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Every day your ears and your brain are full of things listening to this program, the DJV Experience, that you won't hear everywhere else. The normal clucks on the radio are always talking about the same old thing, blah, 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 blah. And Jennifer gets to do that in her next life. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. You've
become such an excellent broadcaster, not only doing this program, but then the local show on KRLA in Los Angeles every day. And the other show out in the desert someplace where the lizards are listening.
No, sir. It's the Inland Empire, Riverside, San Bernardino.
Yeah.
But I owe it all to you and my daddy, Dougie.
I am proud, though. You are such a wonderful influence on so many people, men and women. It's just, and because you're such a good human being, I'm so pleased for you that we didn't make a big deal out of you becoming engaged because I don't think you want to. Make a big deal out of it.
The worst thing is when someone gets engaged and all they want to do is, this is really serious. When you get engaged later in life, I have found, I have a life and my intended has a life. And, the most stressful part of it all is figuring out how to blend lives. I mean, when you get married young, you really have nothing. And so you kind of grow together. We've already become whole human beings. And now we have to figure out how to best complement each other and by combining everything. And so, look, there's so much to celebrate. And then there's a lot of work ahead, too. Yeah. And that's okay to acknowledge. And, and so it's
you
good.
Better
we
tell
can
them.
Talk about it. But it's not, we don't need to talk about it every day. Although I have a feeling once we get into start talking about blush and sequins. Dad, I'll want it.
As long as he doesn't interfere with your being on this program, he doesn't mind you getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, he'll be my friend.
Oh, you need to meet him, actually.
I have not met this guy. After all the time you and I have spent together, I've never met this fellow.
I know.
So he's a lucky guy, and you're lucky that you found somebody that you want to be with, and it's a cool thing. Many of us spend our entire lives looking, and we don't find. So, good. It'll be good for you and good for him, and probably a good influence on those children that he has as well. I can't imagine they wouldn't love you because
we did tell them.
Yeah.
And we told them on Monday.
Yeah,
and the cutest response, Luke is 5 and Lily is 7. And Luke said, "Does that mean you're going to be my stepmom?" And I said, "Yeah, do you think that's okay?" And he said, "I've never had a stepmom before."
Sweet. That's encouragement for you right there. Bing, 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 bing.
This is
all
really
right,
cute.
People in the news. Raymond J. Pfeiffer, P-F-I-E-F-E-R. Again, with a focus on people that you don't know, but you know what he did. This guy spent 8 months digging through the toxic debris of the collapsed World Trade Center for the remains of his fellow firefighters and other victims. And then he spent years lobbying. This guy was so involved, his whole life after September 11th became what happened on September 11th. He spent years lobbying for health benefits for those who survived, and he was successful. He was successful until he died in a hospice in Port Washington at the age of 59. Cause of his death, complications of cancers, plural, that he contracted while searching in the Trade Center debris after the attack. And you know how many people have been through this and the despicable government of the United States and New York State who denied benefits to a lot of these people? Who obviously died because of what they did that day, that week, that month, that year, and in this guy's circumstance, forever. But it's just, it's a tribute. There's good and bad, obviously, in this, because of a guy who felt that strongly and spent his whole life after September 11th dedicated to helping those who were either dead or who were still alive. But it was his passion. It was his thing. And his reward is that he dies a horrible death, complications of cancers all over his body at the age of 59. Man. Speaking of cancer, Val Kilmer has survived cancer. And he said yesterday he was going to change his focus in life to trying to save the world. Now, that in itself, I mean, Val's got a pretty big ego. You can tell that. But listen, Jennifer, to what he's doing. He's started a company called SparkRise that uses the Internet to raise money for various charities. He comes at it well because he has a good deal of money from his roles, Top Gun, The Doors, Batman Forever, all that stuff he's been in. He said in a tweet yesterday, I've lucked into an opportunity that I want to include you in if possible. He thinks this company is going to change how fundraising is done. Now, if you listen to the claims, he sounds like a late-night infomercial guy. He says the company has figured out a platform that raises more money faster, easier, and cheaper than any other system. But wait! There's more! Everybody on the celebrity side needs to say yes. I'm going to talk to all my celebrity friends. He's not somebody who likes to do interviews. He kind of reminds me of Van Morrison. He doesn't like... He's always been kind of an interesting character. You know, he's not like your average guy. But he's a very interesting and well-motivated fellow. He says that this SparkRise has helped Sean Penn raise $110 million for Haitian relief. Bradley Cooper just used it to get $20 million to help in some project he's working in. Madonna, Denzel Washington, Tavis Smiley all have said, and I guess they tweeted, that they have used this and they want to use it to help Kilmer, who is a devout Christian Scientist. So what I don't know, Christian Science, I believe... I'm a believer in Ernest Holmes' Science of Mind, but I'm not familiar with Christian. I believe that religion or the study of what happens, what motivates us, is a science. But I don't know much about Christian Science. Christian Science, it was originated here in Boston. I'm trying to remember the lady's name who started it, and I can't remember, but they have a big, huge facility in Boston. He says that the reason that he was victorious over the cancer is because of his strong belief. And you know what, Jennifer? I go along with that.
Well, mind over matter, right?
Yep. I think that's absolutely...
I mean, Christian Science is definitely more of a metaphysical branch of a religious movement, if that makes sense.
Yep, it is. Yep. So good luck to him in his efforts. He's supposed to be in the remake of Top Gun, which, you know, is he and Kevin Bacon and Tom Cruise and... I'm not sure who else, but they're going to redo that movie, updated sort of. It'll be that's an interesting concept.
Interesting. I just did a little look-see into it.
Yep.
And they're not like certain religions. I think Jehovah's Witnesses are one of them, where they don't allow medical attention. You can still be a Christian Scientist.
Seventh-day Adventist.
Maybe. Okay. So Christian Scientists can still go to dentists and optometrists and obstetricians, all that kind of stuff. But and they can even get vaccinated. But Christian Science prayer is most effective, they say, when not combined with medicine.
Really?
So that's when they think you, if you really need treatment, you just pray. You don't use it in combination with anything.
Huh. All right. Also on the people front, Leo Varkadar, 22 years of age. He entered Irish politics 5 years ago. He was elected to Parliament, and now he's come out as a gay person. He started when he was 22 in Irish politics, now 38. The son of an Indian immigrant and an Irish mother, appears to be on course to become the next Prime Minister of Ireland. Lives in Dublin, serving as Ireland's Minister of Social Protection. wants to succeed the prime minister who's been there since 2011. His only opponent is the housing minister, Simon Coveney, who comes from a family of Gaelish stalwarts. Fine, Ireland. I wish Victoria here to talk about this because she's very Irish through and through.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy is a conservative. Many see him as a fresh face for urban voters. And because of his politics, he appeals to the rural base. But because of his sexuality, he appeals to the urban voter. He says, I don't want to make my personal life the issue. Thinking of the, this is how, you know, we decry the fact that here in America, you know, we just kind of straighten things out with the Civil War, I mean, with the Civil Rights Act. There's a Freudian slip. But you go back to women getting the vote and that sort of thing. We think we're behind the eight ball. Homosexuality was a criminalized, you were put in jail in Ireland until 1993.
Wow.
So... And this
That's
guy
not
being
surprising,
gay,
I guess, right?
No, it isn't surprising
at all.
But it
was a fairly quick turnaround for them because it was decriminalized in 93, but then it became legal in this, to get married in 2015.
15.
So it's like they were behind, but then suddenly they became ahead of everybody. Yeah.
All right, one other people in the news story has to do with Arnold Schwarzenegger and his former wife, Maria Shriver. This past weekend, bought a couple of homes across the street from one another. For their children, Patrick, Catherine. They've been house hunting around L.A. for a while. Patrick graduated from USC last year. Catherine wanted to move back home after the split. The houses are near the Pacific Design Center, a couple million bucks apiece. They were looking at two houses for their children. Maria did the shopping, then Arnold got involved, and he wrote the check. So, there you go. Hmm. How the other half lives.
Right.
But in the circumstance, I know exactly where that is. You know where that is. Pacific Design Center?
Yeah, right down in Santa Monica.
Yeah. I love Santa Monica. As crazy as it is, I had breakfast
People's with Republic Patrick's. Of Santa Monica is what we call it.
I had breakfast with a friend of mine at Patrick's Roadhouse, which is where Arnold loves to go for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a hangout. It's right on the PCH a couple of weeks ago. And I hadn't eaten there for a while. And I feel the fun of being there. It's just fun. It really is. It's just kind of a neat. But they are. You're right. Crazy. Politics. Expensive. Nuts. But what an ambiance. It really is.
A lot of energy, right?
Yep, it sure is. 20 minutes after the hour in the DJV experience.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Trades are scary. When a player leaves your team, you can't like him anymore. You can't even wear their jersey, except at Buffalo Wild Wings. Yes, they will not judge you, even though others might. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I find myself attracted to this guy singing sometimes, not all the time. This is an example of me not being attracted to him. Chris Stapleton. The word from him, Jennifer, today is he's postponed the next 3 weeks of his All-American Road Show.
Oh, no.
And is not going to perform at the CMA Music Festival. So on his website yesterday, his team said that they're working on rescheduling all the shows between now and the middle of the month, including the CMA Music Fest performance and tour stops in California, Missouri, Alabama, West Virginia, Ohio, and Indiana. Statement says, quote, "We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. Hold on to your tickets." So what the heck's going on with him? Nobody see. It says that everything's canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. So what might that be? Any gossip?
What is it? Does that sound like a health problem or a family thing? It sounds kind of like a health thing to me.
Could be a health thing.
How old is he?
Young guy. Let's see how old he is. He looks about to be in his late 20s to me.
Yeah.
I was assumed he was 30s, but does he have a big beard or did I make that up?
I just have an
image in my head of what he looks like. I'm not actually sure if that's true or not.
He has a gigantic beard. He has a really long beard. Yeah, he's married.
Like
so
Duck
maybe
Dynasty
he's going,
beard.
I mean, if we want to
Led
play the
Zeppelin beard,
game.
Is that what it's like?
Yeah, that's what it's like. If you want to play the speculation game, he has a wife. They've been married since 2008. So maybe there's problems with the wife. He's actually my age, so he's older than I thought. He's 39.
So he's the guy you're marrying. Okay, we know the secret now.
Yeah, actually, that's what I didn't want to tell you, is that it's actually Chris Stapleton with his big long beard.
All right. That's the Chris Stapleton story.
Oh, he's now a songwriter, actually.
The song is called Whiskey and You. All right, let's drink to this next story. Coachella. A lot of people love Coachella. It's already been, 2017's had Coachella already.
Done.
It's in April.
That's right.
So now they've announced what's happening next year already. Beyonce is starting out there with her tour next year.
Well, she was supposed to be at Coachella this year, but she had to cancel because she's so pregnant.
Yeah. Let's see. So this is April 13th through the 15th, and then the 20th through the 22nd next year. Already we're talking about April next year. Already, wow. So, yeah, she was pregnant, twins, and so Gaga filled in for her. So she signed on as a headliner for next year. Tickets will sell faster next year than they normally do, and they sell pretty rapidly. But because of some of the headliners like Beyonce being there. Let's see, starting tomorrow, because today's June 1st, so you can get your Coachella 2018 tickets tomorrow.
That's so crazy.
It is crazy.
You got to plan a year ahead.
I wonder if everyone who wanted to see Beyonce this year is going to go next year.
Yes.
Probably.
Answer, yeah.
If you're rich enough to go 1 year, then you're rich enough to go another year. So.
Well, then they get their money back because, you know, they...
No.
No. Right. That's
they
the
put Lady Gaga in.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
All right, Taylor Swift. In the news today, musically speaking, she has a date with a jury in August. She's accused a radio host of groping her at a backstage meet and greet. So she said, I've never been more sure of anything in my life. I guess even though the jock's named David Mueller, he denies the assault battery charge. Both versions will be heard by a jury in a trial beginning August 7th. The judge did not have to figure out whether Mueller's claims that Taylor had him fired could proceed to trial. He did have to, and he did. Judge writes that given the Swift team's familiarity with the radio station, a jury could conclude that she and other defendants, her mother, radio promotions director, reasonably should have known that Mueller had some form of employment contract. And that's what they're going after the radio station and him.
Right.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what is catnip? Does it really affect your cat? Some people say if my cat eats catnip, he goes crazy. Other people say it doesn't affect my cat at all. Catnip is a little plant that packs a big punch. When exposed to catnip, some cats have wildly hallucinatory experiences, complete with rolling, bursts of running, and at times even aggressive behavior. Other cats have mild reactions, and some cats have no reaction at all. Why should catnip have such widely different effects? The most recent theory is that it's genetic. Some cats have what's called a catnip gene. Some cats don't. Those possessing the catnip gene react to catnip in varying degrees. Controversy rages over whether or not cats who react to catnip should be exposed to what appears to be the equivalent of a mild drug. If you're facing this dilemma with your cat, the consensus seems to be that a little catnip every now and then is probably all right. However, I do recommend that you use organic catnip you grow yourself. I'm Warren Eckstein.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Want to feel like a total boss? Then switch to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. With Total Wireless, you get America's largest, most dependable network plus 5 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited talk and text for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Into the swing of things in this half hour. They focus on the spelling bee that everybody is talking about, plus a little background information on the president that I thought, excuse me, you would find interesting. Man, the allergies, woof. Woo.
It's a bad year,
especially
that's for
with
sure.
All of the,
like crazy.
Oh, my God, the all the pollen in the air and the moisture, the mold, yucca bunga. I was talking about Val Kilmer in the last half hour, and made reference to Christian Science, and the peanut gallery reminded me that Mary Baker Eddy was the lady's name who founded Christian Science. I couldn't remember her name. So now I have that focus taken care of. Now let's focus on another name, a young lady named Edith Fuller, who yesterday walked up to a microphone, pulled the microphone down to the proper height for her.
Because she's adorable, little peanut.
6 years old, Hi, she said, at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. She had a bow in her hair, and the person, Jacques Bailey, who is the person at the spelling bee who pronounces the words, said to Edith Tappas, will you please give me the definition? This kid's 6 years old, got the definition. Then she asked a few more questions, including one about alternative pronunciations. Tapas, T-A-P-A-S, said Edith. You know how when we have our spelling bees, Tapas. Mm-hmm. So she was one of 200 spellers that was there to compete. She didn't advance to the final, which is scheduled for today. But though she didn't, this is a youngster from Oklahoma, homeschooled. She qualified for the spelling bee when she was 5 last year. She is even at that age doing okay in my book. So I think we have her actually with, is it with that word or another word, Carol?
No, it's with a harder word than that.
All right, here she is.
McNasty. N-Y-C-T-I-N-A-S-T-Y. McNasty.
Correct. Which, by the way, is a word that I've never heard of
before. Never heard that word before.
No, nobody knows.
And she has no hesitation. She's
what's
so
the word
adorable.
McNasty? What was it again?
Nick Nasty or something like that?
It's
like
Nick Nasty better than McNasty.
Yeah, I would have said M-T-N-A-S-T-Y.
I'm looking at the words repudiate, rhubarb.
Ooh, rhubarb.
Pontifical. I think this young lady was the youngest, and Daniel Healy was the oldest at 11. And if you look at it, some of this, it's just so good to read these, the cute stories about these. Now, here's a 14-year-old named Zach Swires who is in it. It gives you hope when you hear all the bad stuff about kids today, no matter what their age, and you find, you know, that's it's the minority. Here's 12-year-old Nathan Osterman, who was asked to spell dietetic. I'm looking at it. It gives you faith.
Yeah, it's just nice to see little kids who are excited and they're genuinely excited about learning and getting out there and, you know, teaching other people and showing people what they know. It's just, I don't know. It's nice.
So cute.
It is very cute. All right, let's move on into an area. Jennifer and I were talking off the air. Because she was, her local program in Los Angeles, somebody was focusing, it's a much more political show than this is, and there's a lot of back and forth about Donald Trump and yada yada. So somebody sent you his numerological chart. We were talking about his, his astrological chart, courtesy of Maria Trilogy, who's our resident astrologer, who did an overview of Trump. He's a Gemini, and it doesn't make any difference whether your sun or your moon is in Gemini. The same traits apply, apparently, according to Maria. So I have those traits, but I thought if you wanted to explain numerology first, Jennifer, and tell us how that shook out, or do you want me to do my astrology on him? Now, reminder,
I can do numerology.
There are three facets to your astrological chart, those of you who understand or know or believe in this sort of thing. Your sun sign, which is the day you were born. Your moon sign, which is attributed to the city in which you were born. And your rising sign. Your rising sign is determined by the time of day in which you were born. So they take various elements from the stars. And I don't know, I never have understood. I know astrology works for me and in almost any, whether it's a relationship, whether it's business, people you hire, you work with, in order to get to know how to deal with them better, it's nice to have this information. And you get to kind of, you understand people better anyway, using this tool. So what's the, when I did the Gemini on Trump earlier, it was like Kara had her mouth open. She said, my God, I can't believe how accurate it is. Well, it is. It's right. Tantalizing.
You're teasing it, so I got to hear it. Let's
go. You want me to do the Gemini
go first?
Definitely. All right. His birth sign is Gemini. We're talking about Trump. Geminis are impatient, easily bored. The world is not always exciting and interesting enough to keep them occupied and engaged. So they find themselves experiencing a lot of what feels like idle time, even though it isn't. Many fill the time with stimulating entertainment. Many people find news and news channels to be a part of their conversation. I find that interesting because Trump seems to have the TV on all the time. Let's see here. Geminis are the least trusting of any sign, even less trusting than Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio. Because it's just easy for them to see every possible way somebody could deceive them. Many are untrusting to the point of cheating themselves out of opportunities that come their way because they can't believe the opportunity or relationship could be true. The mind of a Gemini is constantly moving. They have an explainable inner drive to keep thinking and moving. Other people are often drawn to their energy and feed off of it. It gets people excited and energized. The Gemini person is full of ideas, ready to try them, or at least always has a comment or something to add to any conversation. The constant need is for stimulation. Gemini people are not usually soft, warm, or cozy. Many have an edge caused by their unwillingness to trust people. They can come off as cold and rigid. People don't trust them because they don't feel like they have any emotiveness. Don't expect too much in the way of emotion from Geminis. It's not there. They're detached and intellectual. Processing the world like a computer, enjoy them for their quick minds and exciting nature. They're never boring. And so I think that's pretty close to, I mean, there are a lot of other aspects. I don't know where his moon is, and I don't know where his rising sign is. I'll ask Maria to give us that. But I think that's pretty instructive, don't you, Jennifer?
Absolutely. It sounds like it fits him to a T, really.
Yeah. All right, so what do you find when looking at his numerological?
So I actually looked back to a listener of mine from the Los Angeles show, and you know, I was going to just kind of Google it and see what it said online, but I actually found what the listener sent me. And it was interesting because the day that he did a press conference, I don't know if you remember this, before he was inaugurated, it was January 11th. And I think I must have made a comment, probably hanging out with you too long, that 111, wow, that's got to be, I wonder if there's any numerological significance.
Yeah.
To that. And so this woman who listens to me is a numerologist, and she said yes, because Trump is an 11. That's, and so he picked probably the day 11 because he might have someone around him advising him to that effect. And that day is a powerful day for him. It's like Clay. He's able with his life path number, his universal day is 4, she says, and his number is 11, which is a 1, obviously.
Yeah.
She said that he can form, he can tell people what's true and what isn't, that he's sort of a visionary. He's got a lot of charisma, that this is all part of it. And he's very powerful in being able to shape people's thoughts. And especially on those powerful days, that his vision is strong enough to kind of tell people what's real, what's not real. And his numerology allows him to set the tone. Now, some people can use this for good and some people can use this for bad. And politically, that's probably what we're seeing because he creates, he's able to shape a story. He's able to weave a story and he can represent himself in many different ways to many different people. Which I think also kind of goes hand in hand with his Gemini because Geminis have the two heads, right? You can be one way to one person and another to another person. That seems to be consistent with his numerology.
Yeah. They're, Geminis are, a lot of Geminis are bipolar. And that means that they have their Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And, you know, and that is something that I think Trump demonstrates, don't you?
Absolutely. And it seems to be consistent with his numerology, even though this woman claims that he's one of the most powerfully, as far as numerology goes, he's got some of the most power that you can find in a human being. And you can use that power again for good or for bad. Very detailed. I guess he's also, his life path shows he's excellent for entertainment and communication.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to kind of go through the interesting stuff here, but.
Well, I think you have the highlights. Those are the highlights. And they don't disagree or differ much or a little more information, but they sort of go correspondingly with the Gemini stuff that...
Yeah, tremendous charisma. Yeah. That's one of the things that you see over and over again. And by the way, people who meet him, who hate him, say, you know, he's a charismatic leader. So he obviously comes off a little differently in person than he does on camera. So,
Well, because that's all soundbite stuff, and the news media doesn't want to portray him in a way that is objective. I don't
kind of interesting
it, right?
too. She keeps going back to the fact that he has strong addictive tendencies, and she keeps saying that he knows it. And I think that's interesting because one of the storylines that we hear about Trump is that he's never touched a drop of alcohol. He's never, you know, he's not the drug person. And we saw his brother who fell into alcoholism. So
maybe he
does have a spiritual advisor.
You know what?
Maybe
I think that leads me to believe that either his rising sign is Scorpio or his moon is in Scorpio, because that's a trait that Scorpios, I come from that. My mother was a sad alcoholic, and I've never touched. I've only been inebriated once in my life. I don't drink. I don't enjoy it. And I get silly if I do drink, but I just don't like it. And part of that, I think, is the psychological effect of what you saw as you grew up. And Trump had the same experience, so he stays away from it, period, end of story. And for that, I think there's something to be said for that, frankly. All right, Jennifer, good job. Thank you. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Huh?
Interesting
All
stuff.
The things in the world that are interesting, and I love going down those roads. Speaking of interesting, I found looking at a list of all the companies that are using ZipRecruiter.com, I have page after page after page that was sent to me by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com just to give me an idea of who's using Pfizer, Summitville Consolidating, Royal Caribbean, Teledyne, Northrop, Litton Industries. So those are big companies. You got a small company. Maybe you have a medium-sized company, and you need a new hire. The way to find that new hire is to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find the next fabulous candidate for a job in your fabulous company. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Post your job once, and they, in turn, will post it to hundreds of job sites, one click on your part, and then, unlike the other job sites, they don't depend on candidates finding you at ZipRecruiter.com. It finds them and sends them to you within 24 hours. So you don't have to juggle emails, calls, all that stuff. Screen them, rate them, and manage them with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard, found only at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV is important because that's what gets you in the door free the first time. Try it free, see how it works, use it to find the most qualified job candidate for your company with immediate results like some of the folks I just mentioned. It's all at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to use it free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
You think buckling up is a personal choice, that it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Doctor, there is a doctor in the house, and his name is Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is here with an overview of some of the major medical stories, the major medical news from this past week, brought to you by the folks at Superbeats. Ken will tell you more about why he advises his clients and his patients to use Superbeats after we go through a few of these important items. For example, the latest on aging, how your skin looks as you get a little older. I haven't noticed my skin looking much different as I've gotten older, but maybe it's because I use a lot of creams, or maybe it's my diet. I don't know. What's this? What's the key here that you found in this research, Ken?
Well, this is some good news. This is the future. This comes out of the medical journal Scientific Reports, and you're going to see this in the next few months or year. We know that for many people, Doug, maybe not yourself, but for most of us, declining skin health, it's one of the worst effects of getting older. As we age, our skin loses its elasticity. It becomes thinner and drier for most of us, and its ability to repair dwindles. But this new study has uncovered an antioxidant that could delay skin aging. It's called methylene blue, and it reduces signs of aging in human skin cells, as well as in 3D models of human skin, and methylene blue will be added to cosmetic products to help combat skin aging. It's already been added to a few, and it's coming to a store near you.
How is it produced? Where does it come from?
Methylene blue?
Yeah, it sounds like something created in a laboratory, not something natural.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. What would be the components of it? It's a composite of something. Methylene sounds like something you'd use to burn a building down. So, you know, a lot of these names are not attractive. They, on its own, without an explanation, I would stay away from something named methylene.
Well, apparently, they do talk about the safety in the study, and it has shown no adverse effects. But it's not something that you're taking orally. It's just put on the skin.
You put on the skin, externally.
Right.
Yeah, right.
You rub it in.
Yeah. All right, and you think it's going to be available when and how?
According to the reports, they're beginning to work on cosmetics that will have this because, you know, there aren't many good choices right now that are safe and effective over the long term.
For our skin to delay skin aging.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Think about retinoic acid was the last big breakthrough.
Right. And that was kind of made your skin rough and red.
It doesn't work for everybody.
Right. No.
For some it's great, but for most it does what you, for many it does what you describe.
All right. Here's another report. I was talking about caffeine earlier in the program and how a lot of athletes use it because they think it'll give them a start. We're going to tell them what they can use as a substitute, but that'll come after you give people a reason not to drink coffee every day.
Well, this is actually a reason to drink coffee. This comes out
of... Oh, that's right. Excuse me. I did it the other way around. Yes, it's good for you.
British Medical Journal called Open this week that drinking just one cup of coffee per day cuts the risk of hepatocellular cancer. This is the most common form of liver cancer, Doug, by a fifth. And also the higher one's coffee consumption, the lower the risk of hepatocellular cancer, with up to 5 cups of coffee each day associated with a whopping 50% lower hepatocellular risk. So drinking up to 5 cups of coffee every day could halve the risk of liver cancer. And this worked apparently. Apparently, if it had caffeine or no caffeine, it was a little bit more effective when there was caffeine in the coffee.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, drinking 5 cups of coffee a day makes you a jittery mess.
Most of us, it would me, it would you, but I see people who talk about drinking 5 cups of coffee like nothing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, was a little uneasy about that much coffee, but the studies show up to five. It's okay, but, you know, you have to do this on an individual basis. If one makes you jittery, it's too much.
All right. So let's compare that to Super Beats for a few seconds. Tell people the impact of using Super Beats, which has the same as caffeine, but without the caffeine jitters and other things because it's all natural.
Well, right. Super Beats just works a natural way through the nitric oxide pathway, which is a Nobel Prize winning discovery in the body. This was discovered in 1988, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998. The third gas in the body, the red blood cells, you remember from high school biology, you take the oxygen from head to toe, which the body needs. And if you don't have oxygen, you won't have energy. And before the red blood cells can get into the circulation, the red blood cells need to spray the circulation with nitric oxide. And you need to continue to make nitric oxide, so you need Super Beats for a zest of it, Neo 40.
All right, get a bonus 30-day supply free when you get started using Super Beats. Call 800-655.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.